Okay, here we go. Five ideas. Parshas Bahar. Pesach Sheni, Lag BaOmer, Sfiras Omer. Hopefully, we'll try to connect a little bit to a few. Our learning should be in Schos of Furshim for Bach Tzvi Ben Rikabadia. Pesach Shecha Yisrael, Davaman, Hanach Mordechai, Rifet Simcha, Pesach Shecha Yisrael. The first idea comes to us from the Rebbe Melech, the Noma Lemelech. Opening Pasuk says, Vaida Bershom Moshe Bahar Sinai Lemor. Rosh Baruch tells to Moshe, on Har Sinai, we said, and Rashi famously says, "Ma'ani in Shemitah it's Har Sinai." To tell you everything here was said at Har Sinai. Beautiful, says No Man Melech. There's got to be a deeper pshat. What's a deeper pshat? And then Rabbi Melech tells us a beautiful insight on Anava. He says, any time in life you want to be growing in Avodas Hashem, you want to grow in your learning. Ayomer Hashem Moshe, Bahar Sinai. If you're zochet to Har Sinai, what does Har Sinai represent? Har Sinai represents the midah of Anava. I mean, no famously Chazal tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to all the mountains of the world, and then each one said, why they're going to have Bizochet have the Torah. And the Rashi said, what are you going to come to me? I'm the smallest one. The Rebbe Hashem Dafka you. Rebbe Hashem said Dafka you. Har Sinai represents the Midah of Anova. Says the Rebbe Melech, Adav Hashem Moshe. But Har Sinai, if you have the Midah of Anova, of humility, of real, sincere, genuine humility, real Anova, then Lamor, then you be Zochet to the Godol Kedushascho, you be zochet to the greatness of the Torah, and how special is this idea, especially in these days before Lag BaOmer Torah Sanistar, in the days of Matan Torah, before you come to Chag Shavuos and Mazaman Matan Torah Sinu, Kedushas Levi, and also other tzaddikim, Ramoshi Chil of Azrov, explain the Mishnah opening Mishnah Pekiyavas, Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai. He should have said Moshe Kibbutz Torah Behar Sinai. He got the Torah on Har Sinai, Bisinai. What's Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai? Says the Kedushas Levi and your Moshe Chil of Azrov and others, and Moshe understood the midah of Anava. He understood the midah of humility. And who did he learn that from? He learned that from Har Sinai. And that is the opening idea of the Parsha. Yodabash and Moshe Bar Sinai Lemor. But Har Sinai, make sure to have the midah of Anava throughout your life, throughout your learning. And then you be zochah to the Godol Kedushascha of the Holy Torah. Beautiful insight from the Rebbe Melech and the Kedushas Levi. Moving on to idea number two. Idea number two comes to us from the Meshe Chachma. Chav Hei Gimel, the third pasuk of the Parsha. Sheishenem Tezra Sadecha, Vesheishenem Tezra Karmecha. 6 years you should plow your field, and the seventh year you should be Shabbos Shabbason. So the Meshech Chachma has a very, very nice insight. He says, if you look at the pasuk by Shemitah, and really by Shabbos, it's really the same thing. Shemitah is 6 years you work, one year you rest. Shabbos, 6 days you work, 1 day you rest. What's the connection? And the Meshech Chachma beautifully explains, and he tells us that on the third and sixth day of creation, if you look in Parshas Bereishis, it says the word Kitov. And he wants to say, okay, what's so good about third and sixth day by Shemitah, right? The whole third, if Shabbos and Shemitah are so interconnected, then something by the third and sixth day, if it's Kitov by Maaseh Bereishis, Kitov, what's special by Shemitah? It says Meshech Chachma, you want to know what's special? Third and sixth year of Shemitah is Maaseh Ani. It's caring for the needy. There's a special Maaseh Ani, special tzedakah to be able to care for other people. You want to know what Kitov is? Kitov is when you care for other people. Says Rabbi Meshech Chachma, that's the deepest insight. The inner, deeper connection of Shemitah and Shabbos, six and one, and then the third and sixth day, third and sixth year, is that it's Kitov. Why the Kitov? Because at the end of the day, it's only good when you're able to help out others. When you're able to care for other people, that is the ultimate. That is the ultimate Kitov. Which reminded me really of an idea from the Noam Megadim in last week's Parsha. The Pasuk says, in Parshas Emor, Davar b'nei Sabar taliyem domodi Hashem asher tikru osam mikrei kodesh elohem oadai. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, tell him all about my appointed festivals. And says the Sefer Noam Megadim, the word osam does not have to be there. It's superfluous. That's extra. Just asher tikru mikrei kodesh. What's osam? And Noam Megadim quotes the Rambam. The Rambam tells us that when it comes to Yontif, your true Simchas Yontif is not one Simchas Yontif for yourself. True Simchas Yontif is when you make sure that other people have Simcha also. True Simcha is when you know that you're caring for other people. You're caring for their Pesach, for their Shavuos, for their Shabbos table. That is the ultimate Simcha. And that's in Benin Shabbos Yontif Elo Noich Elo Oichon Nefesh Belvad. What's Oichon Nefesh? Oichon Nefesh means that at the end of the day, you're caring for other people. The ultimate Simcha is to be able to care for other people. And how appropriate is this message in these days now, for Lag BaOmer? Rabbi Kiva's students, the Sfiras Omer, to make sure that we're caring not only for ourselves but for Klal Yisrael in total. And that's what Kitov. Why Kitov on the third and sixth day? Because Kitov is those are the days of Maaseh Ani. But a beautiful insight in Meshech Chachma,
Moving on to the third idea.
This idea is actually quoted by the Rebbe Melech also, but the Rebbe Melech quotes his Achia Mefursam. He quotes the Rebbe Reb Zusha. Beautiful insight from Reb Zusha of Anapoli. If you look at Pasuk Chaf, Perachav Hei Pasuk Chaf, and you're going to come to yourself, the farmer's party is going to come to yourself in the year of Shemitah and says, what am I going to eat? Kadosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry, you have enough in the sixth year for the next 3 years. What's the deep insight here? So from the Rebbe B'Zusha, it says, in life, sometimes you have a lot of questions. A lot of questions of bitachon, a lot of questions on faith in the Rebbe Hashem. And you're going to ask the Chisom Ma Noicha. What's the answer? The answer is V'tziveisiyas Berchasi. To know with the Emunah Pshuta, the Rebbe Hashem is always going to help us. But the ultimate Shefa, the ultimate pipeline down from Kadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael, to bring down reward, to bring down bracha and blessing into our lives, is when we don't have, we don't ask those questions, ma nochal, what's going to be. Of course we have to do our shtadlus, but especially when we're going through our times, to know that tziveisi is berchasi lachem. We're not asking l'chisom ma nochal, we're not asking questions. That is the ultimate bracha, the ultimate shefa, the ultimate blessing a Jew could have is to have a munah pshuta. Rabbi Akiva had every reason to throw in the towel, but he started again. Pesach Sheni is lama nigara. Even if I'm far away, I start again, I start fresh. I have a moon of the Rebbe Hashem. This is what Michiel Michal Zlachev says. Ahi omenes Hadassah, that Mordechai brings up Hadassah in the Megillas Esther, but omen is Lashon of Amunah, and he says Lashon of Amshacha. When a Jew has faith in the Rebbe Hashem, it brings down faith. It brings down bracha. And that is really what the Rebbe B'Zusha says. Chisomru is your biggest question. Don't worry about your questions, because your questions are the reason why your bracha is not happening. Of course you have to do your interviews and you need to send out your resume, but to make sure that the ultimate is the Emunah Pshuta, because the Emunah Pshuta is the one that's going to, the faith and the complete trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the thing that's going to bring down your Siyata D'Shemayim. A beautiful insight of the Rebbe Zusha and Rechum Mechav Zlach. Move on to Adiyah number 4. Adiyah number 4 comes to us from the Al Shech HaKadosh, a beautiful insight. Chafei Chafei. Says the Ashok, a beautiful insight. He says, he asked the question, why is it that right over here, in this Pasuk, the Torah says it in singular? But everything right before, about Yovel and Shemitah, everything is in plural. What's going on over here? Why is it in singular? So he says, sometimes in life, we see other people, and we say, you know what? They're going to take care of it. They're going to be involved in it. Someone's in need. Someone needs stuck with it. They'll do it. But when it comes to kiyamuch achicha, why is it in singular? Don't wait for everyone else. It's in singular to show you that everybody should consider it his responsibility to offer help and see himself as the sole individual capable of coming to his brother's aid. Don't bank on other people and say, oh, at the end of the day, someone else is going to help this poor honey. No. You have to be able, you see a problem, you step up. Don't wait for someone else. And that's why all the things before and afters are in plural, but here it's in singular. To know that you have to be the yachid. It's reminding me of the Vilna Gaon, beautiful inside Parshas Re'eh. The Pasuk says, Pasach Tiftach Es Yadcha. You have to open up your hand. The Vilna Gaon asks, why does it say Pasach Tiftach? Twice. The Gemara says, when you close your hand, it looks like your fingers are all the same. It looks like your fingers are all the same length, but when you open your hand, you realize that every finger is different. So too says the Vilna Gaon, every single person that we meet, when it comes down to, they have their own challenges. They have their own economical, financial issues. Not only financial issues, personal issues, emotional issues, social issues. If you view everyone as an individual, and this is the insight of the Ashul. Ashul says you have to view yourself as an individual to help. And I also carried over to the Gra. The Gra says when you look at other people, look at them as individuals. Don't just say, oh, another person bothering me for money. Another person bothering me with their problems. No, everyone has their own person. Everyone has their own world. Beautiful insight from the Al-Shech and the Gra. Finally, the fifth and final idea. And this idea comes to us from the Av Shalom Gosef Rebbe Menachem Edo of Kosef. And Shvi, in the end of the Parsha Chafei, Emches, Achrei Nimkar Geula Tielo Achad Me'achar Yigalenu. Talking about different... the game we were sold for his redemption, one of his brothers shall redeem him. Says the Av Hashem, what's the deeper idea? He says, you want to know what the deeper idea is? He says, at the end of the day, sometimes we feel achrei nimkar. We give ourselves over to our taivas. We are sold over to our taivas. We're sold over. We mess up. But we want to know what the Torah is telling us. Geula tielo. At the end of the day, to know that tshuva is always there. Geula is there. Can always come back to the Rebbe Hashem. Never forget, a Jew can always come back to the Rebbe Hashem. And kach lekach nikorbanim. This is Pesach Sheni, Lamani Gara. This is what the Lubavitch Rebbe quoted from the Friedrich Rebbe in today's Hayom Yom Yudad Iyar. The main essence of the day is to know that Jews never far away. Derech Achoka, no matter where we are, we could always go to turn to the Bon Shom. And Rabbi Kiva, by Sres Omer, by Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the Beis Aaron says, by the Rabbi Aaron Karliner says, that the Rashbi is Lakol, to know that no matter where a Jew is, a Jew could always come back to the Bon Shom. And that's what the Pasuk is really, the deeper Pshah is, Acharei Nimkar, you feel like you're done, you're sold, you messed up, Gulula, Gula Tielo, you could always turn the corner, you could always return to the Bon Shom. Let's just review these five ideas. Beautiful insight right here from the Kosovo Rebbe and the Friedrich Rebbe. The first idea we said from the Novel Rebbe Ramelech, when you have the Harsina, when you have the Midah of Anava, then you be zochah to learn, and then you be zochah to teach Torah. That's the same idea for Kiddush Levi. Moshe Kiva Torah Misinai. What do you mean you got it from Misinai? You got it all Harsinai. He learned the Midah of Anava from Harsinai. Second instance, Meshech Chachma. Meshech Chachma says the Shemitah and Shabbos, the Pesukim are very similar. Shemitah, 6 years, one work, 6 years. You work, one year you rest, Shabbos 6 days, you work, one day you rest. He says there's a deeper idea there. The third and sixth day of creation, it says Kitov. The third and sixth year, by Meister Oni, for Shemitah, that's when we're caring for the needy. The ultimate Kitov is when you care for caring for others. And that's when Noam HaGadon says, the extra word, Mo'odei Hashem Osam. Osam is extra, but the Rambam tells us that ultimate Simcha and Yontav is when you care for other people. Ein Shabbos ben Yontav Oicha Nevesh Bavah means when you care for other people's meals, you care for the other, you care for them. That is ultimate simcha, and you're caring for other people. And that's sphere, that's what it's all about. The third idea, the Rebbe Reb Zushev, you're going to ask yourself, Ma Noicha, what am I going to eat? He says, don't ask Ma Noicha, that's the biggest problem, that's the biggest thing, because bitacho and having faith in the Rebbe Shem trust is the biggest pipeline of source of shefa in your life. And that's what Bichel Michal Zashev says, Vahi Omin is Adasa. He brought her up, Omin is Alashon HaMashacha, Bichel Michal Zashev says. When a Jew and Jew has a moon and faith on Hashem, it brings down tremendous bracha. The Ashik HaKadosh, why is it that Rechi Yamucha Echicha right here is written in singular, but things before and after are written in plural? Because you have to view yourself as an individual. Don't say, oh, other people are going to take care of it. No, you see an issue, you step up. Financially, emotionally, whatever it is, you see someone in an issue, you step up. And that's what the Gra says. Besides being viewing yourself as an individual, make sure to view other people as individuals. It might look like when your hand is closed, all your fingers are the same length, but when you open your hand, you realize that everyone, every finger is different, and every person we meet is different. Everyone has their own challenges and concerns and challenges, and it's our job to be able to help them as on an individual basis. And finally, the fifth and final idea, the Ava Shalom, the Kosovo Rebbe says, even Achrei Nimka, you feel like you're done, you're sold over to your Tavis Gula to Yilo. Gula is right around the corner, Teshuva is right around the corner. A Jew can always return to their Bono Shalom, and that's Pesach Sheni, says the Friedrich Rebbe. The main message of Pesach Sheni is a Jew can always return to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You can always return, whether you're Derech HaChok or Lama Nigara, you can always return to Hashem, and that's Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer is the time of complete faith in the Baruch Hashem, even after 24,000 students. Rabbi Kiva starts again, he starts fresh, starts anew. We should be Zochav Ezra Hashem to take these ideas of Anova, of youth, sincere humility, to take this idea of true Simcha is really when you can be able to give to others, to have complete faith in the Rabbi Hashem, to have tremendous Shefa in our lives, to view others, to view ourselves as individuals, to help us in our Avodah Hashem. And finally, to remember, in Yesh Ba'olam Klat, we could always return to the Bono Shom. A good and Pesach Sheni, and a good and early Lag BaOmer, and an early good Shabbos Shkoyach.